We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out and get them, familia. And as if it wasn't enough that the Dodgers lost the World Series back-to-back years last night, we get crazy amount of fog this morning. It's like just setting the mood. Like, thanks a lot, Mother Nature. We needed the fog. You know what I'm saying?
Cold and eerie.
I know, bro. Good morning, Brian.
What up?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Chelsea's still rocking her Halloween hair, and
that's
I love it. Can you do that every day?
I'm bringing crimping back. Well, I also figure if like I'm going to go out on Wednesday night, I might as well just keep it like this, right? I don't know yet if I'm going to, but I'm just giving myself options.
It's got, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, it's got like 3-day walk of shame look to it. Like, it looks like back-to-back walks of shame. I know it's not, but that's like when you walk around the community, everyone's like, whoa, she had a rough
bad
one.
Girl, yeah.
Lord.
You're like 1 week away from it becoming dreads.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens.
Looks good, though.
Get wild.
You were Christina Aguilera for one of your Halloween parties.
Christina Aguilera from her Moulin Rouge Lady Marmalade video.
You crushed it, by the way.
Hey, thanks. Mm-hmm. I appreciate
you
it.
You really pulled it
the
off.
The commitment is real.
Yeah. I'm shocked, man, because Chelsea has shown us different Halloween costumes that she's been in the past. You go all in with the detail, Chelsea. You don't mess around.
No, I just feel like if you're going to commit to it, commit to it.
Yeah.
And it's all about like the little details. And I don't know. I feel like I used to, when I had like no money growing up, like in college, we'd wear like the cheapest costumes.
Yeah.
That, like, didn't, and it just, I don't know. I guess it was still fun, but it's now, I don't know. I like committing. It's fun.
I feel like we got like slow played on Friday because you're like, yeah, I'm kind of stressed out about costume party. I don't know if I'm going to be in it. And we see the pictures. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, where did you find the time?
You had all this planned out. I don't know what I'm going to be. Get out of here.
Well, Friday, I wasn't that happy about my costume, but it's fine. I ended up being Mia from Pulp Fiction, and I threw it together literally in an hour, so I felt a little like I slapped.
We'll get into
that
some more coming up next, because that's when you went to Halsey's. Yes, the artist Halsey's Halloween party. We'll get into that in the weekend recaps. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on socials at 97.1 Amp Radio. Also, good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Hit us up on the phones, 877-971-HITS. You can call our text. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Getting ready for that Ant Mini Mix at 7:15. The good news is that you are commercial free all day today. Commercial free Mondays. Here's a little Monday motivation for you. The saying, you are what you eat, not only applies to your body, but also your mind. Food for your mind comes in the form of words and thoughts. Therefore, I just want to encourage you this week to avoid consuming negativity that creates doubt, fear, and or hate in your mind. Instead, consume thoughts and words of hope, faith, and love. So let's go. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys have ever been around people that all they do is just splur out negativity or complaining about stuff. And it's like you're consuming that too, even though you're around them. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's not coming from you. So just be very, very careful.
It can be hard doing that with just standing, like, just watching CNN. And granted, it's the news, but even the news can bum you out. Like, sometimes I do believe you need to have a healthy dose of knowing what the hell's going on.
Of course.
But if you saturate, like, I find myself, I'll immerse myself in CNN for like 5 hours, and I'll just find myself like just in a piss poor mood.
Mm-hmm. Or you go down a rabbit hole in tweets too about the news or whatever it may be. So just be careful, be cautious of that, familia. Don't read too much into the Dodgers loss either. Trust me. I felt like, and I don't know what this would feel like, but I'm assuming this is what it would feel like. Like, I got left by my bride at the altar.
Yeah.
With the Dodgers losing back-to-back World Series.
Because Friday
man.
Was such an epic game.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, Saturday, they're coming back. And
Saturday's
then,
when it's over.
Yeah.
So wild.
They had their spirits broken, and everyone else is on Saturday night when they blew that that four-run lead.
I remember, Brian, who you were in Atlanta visiting your girlfriend, but I remember you texted me Saturday night when Puig hit that home run. We were up 4-0. And you did a little gif of Puig and stuff like that. And I was like,
he's so great.
We're pretty much there, baby. But anyways, it is what it is. Brian, what did you get into this weekend, man, out in Atlanta?
This weekend was busy, man. Like, I got to Atlanta. I will say this. The Dodgers playing on the East Coast time, that really kind of threw a monkey wrench into, you know, thing. It was just so late. I watched the first game Friday. It didn't end until 3:30 in the morning in Atlanta.
Crazy.
I was in, my girlfriend was sleeping. I was just watching the game, like, just glued to it. That it just, we were all over the place. We went to a haunted house at a brewery, Sweetwater Brewery.
That sounds like fun.
I talked with Sweetwater Brewery. They're going to do a, when Patrick's done beating colon cancer, my brother, they're going to do a limited run of beer for him at the brewery raises money for men's health and colon cancer. So I kind of locked that deal in on Saturday. Also Saturday, I went and visited a girl named Gracie. She's 12 years old, has cerebral palsy, and she had got like this severe blood infection.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And I used to work with her when I was in Atlanta. So I stopped by the hospital and visited her. She'd been in the hospital for like 10 days.
No,
so we went to Children's Hospital Atlanta and hung out with her for like a half hour, 40 minutes, because she almost died from this blood infection. So
she's,
we want to kind of just cheer her up and goof around. And then Sunday, just I woke up because of baseball again. I woke up at noon, and then I'm flying home. So it was kind of a wild weekend, full of like visiting, you know, a little girl in the hospital, then going to a brewery, watching baseball till 4 a.m. It was just weird. It felt like I left LA on Friday afternoon, and at, like 2 minutes later, I was already coming back. It was like one of those weekends where we just never stopped moving around.
It went by super fast for sure, man. Coming up next, we're gonna get into more of our weekend recap. Chelsea's going to give us all the deets about Halsey's Halloween party she went out on Friday night. And then I'll give you all the details. The only thing good that came out of this World Series, man, it was experiencing the longest ever World Series game Friday night going into Saturday morning, Game 3, with my dad, who was there with me along with Chelsea and some friends. We'll get into that coming up next on 97.1 Amp Radio. You are commercial free.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you, 6:24 right now. Be careful as you're driving. A lot of fog out here in SoCal this morning. Hope you had a great weekend, familia. Tons of Halloween parties all over my feed. People partying, having a good time. And then, of course, all over my feed, a bunch of people feeling heartbroken because of our Dodgers losing back-to-back. It's like, we forgave you for cheating on us last year in Game 7, and then we took you back this year, and then you cheated on us again?
It was
like,
worse.
Come on!
It felt worse, man. It's just like, I still can't get over that game on Saturday, because I was literally watching it at a Halloween, like a haunted house, and they had it up on the wall in the bar of this brewery. And I was like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. We'll go, you know, we're going to go back to Boston for a couple of games. And then I came out of the haunted house, and my buddy was like, yo, the Red Sox are winning. I was like, shut up.
There's no way.
Yeah, it's impossible. I was just gone for 8 minutes.
What do you mean they scored 9 runs after the 7th inning? Impossible.
That does not happen.
Coming off of the vibe and the momentum swing that we got off of Friday night's game going to Saturday morning, the longest World Series game in history, Dodgers win in the 18th inning. You think, yo, this is it. It's changing. We're good to go, baby. Let's go. And, you know, for all my weekend recap, besides, you know, being bummed out that the Dodgers lost the World Series again, I will take this, man. I want to thank the Dodgers for this memory, at least. I've been telling you guys this. My pops is the one that got me into baseball, especially the Dodgers, listening to Dodgers games back in Mexico, in Ocotlán, Jalisco, Mexico. And now, one of the bucket list items for me was taking my dad to a Dodgers World Series game. And we went Game 3, along with Chelsea, some friends, Rudy Garavito, his son, Rich, and his son as well. And we had an amazing time. We had no idea that we were clocking in for a full-time shift, though. We got there at 4 p.m. and left at like 1 in the morning, yo.
Unbelievable.
The game went on 7 hours and 20 minutes, longest game in World Series history. But it was absolutely amazing, especially with the walk-off home run, courtesy of Muncy. Here's that moment. I knew something was going to happen because my dad kept telling me, like, every inning we're going to extra innings, like, honron y nos vamos, mijo, honron y nos vamos, which means home run and we're going to go. And, like, low-key, people around me, I knew just, they're like, honestly, by this time, they just wanted the game to end, bro.
Of course you do.
Like low-key.
It's 2 full games.
It
right
was
there.
2 full games. Yeah. When it hit me the most was we reached the 14th inning. And all of a sudden, I look around and, you know, here are kids that went with their parents to the game. Passed out, laid out on the chairs.
Yep.
Like, little kids couldn't take it anymore. And then the 7th inning stretch came up for a second time.
That's unbelievable.
Take me out to the, you know, the whole thing? Yeah. In the 14th inning, bro. It was wild. But this is the moment and one of the greatest memories I have, along with my dad, who's going to be turning 76 in about 2 weeks, when Muncy hit that walk-off home run. And then you'll hear me. I had to borrow his phone because my phone had died. And the guy in front of me knocked my dad's phone out of my hand, and it just fell to the ground. You'll hear that. Check this out. There goes my dad's phone.
I love it.
And it's the most awkward thing because the phone fell with the camera facing up.
But that's the best part about it. You could like see your face, like you're panicked, but also you're excited, like you're mixed feelings because you were so stoked, but then you
So amongst all the craziness, I had to tap the dude in front of me who's going crazy as well. I tap him on the shoulder, like, yo, bro, can you stop celebrating for a second? Give me my phone real quick. And he's like, oh yeah, no problem. So he gave me the phone back. So as you can imagine, man, felt amazing in that moment. I felt like this is it. We're going to take it now from here. It felt really funny, too, man, like dropping off my dad at his house at like 2:30 in the morning.
Like you guys just closed out a bar.
Yeah, like we just went out. You know what I'm saying? But absolutely amazing. And for me, that moment, I felt like it was going to be our generation's Kirk Gibson moment, walk-off home run home moment from 30 years ago. I was like, this is it. Muncy is that moment, man. It felt so amazing.
I was really impressed with the fact that you guys made it the whole game.
Thanks, bro.
I was watching it at 4 in the morning in Atlanta, and I looked around on the game. I was impressed by how many people were still there. Now, I get it. It's a World Series game. But 7 hours in, some people just can't physically stay. You
back
have babysitters.
Yeah.
Or you have babysitters. You have life plans you have to do. You have a Saturday you can't screw up because the game's going so long. And I was really impressed that, well, one, your dad was hanging still. That was impressive.
I kept asking every inning, Dad, are you sure? Because my mom was calling. My wife was calling like, hey, your dad, like, check on him. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, Dad, do you want to go? He's like, no. He's like, no, I'm going to get away. We can't just leave him like this, you know? So it was funny. And the best moment about this is because, you know, I have told you guys, like, you know, Chelsea gave me one ticket. I had to buy another ticket. It was very expensive. I finally sold that extra ticket I had. But the best moment was when my wife texted me, like, in the 14th inning or so. She's like, you got your money's worth.
Yeah, it's so true,
and I'm like, yes, thank you, 2-for-1. Chelsea, let us know about your weekend recap. You were at the game with us. You had to peace out in the 8th inning.
I literally left at 8:30. And you and I had a conversation. We're like, yeah, we'll probably be done in like 20 minutes or so, 30 minutes. We just didn't know at that point. And so I left. I can't even tell you how much crap I got from people.
No way.
About leaving. I mean, clearly, like, it was an epic game. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing so well. I'm going to, like, beat the crowd. I had a Halloween party to go to that I was already going to be late to. But, oh, my gosh, like, everyone was texting me. They're like, are you still there? And if you're not, like, that's a big mistake. Kind of thing.
Had they lost, you only bit you in the ass because they won. Had they lost, you would have been like, good for you, Chelsea. I would have peeled out at the 7th, too.
Yeah. But it's because you went to Halsey's Halloween party.
Yeah.
Halsey the artist. So how did that go?
Yeah, so she held a big party. It was downtown in this big warehouse. I want to say probably like 1,500 people were there. It was hectic. Like, I got there a little bit late, so my friends are waiting for me outside. And I show up, and there's literally just lines around the entire building. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if this is my scene. Because, like, it felt very, like, Hollywood, like, just like a lot going on.
Like, hey, look at me, let me in.
Exactly. But we ended up getting in right away, which was really nice. And we were kind of in like the VIP section, which was cool too. So you kind of like looked over the crowd, which was great, which made it a lot better. But it was so much fun, man. Like, we danced a lot. It was like free alcohol. Halsey looked amazing. She came out and performed a couple songs.
Really?
And she like, I was kind of like watching her, like seeing if she was like upset or like, you know, she just went through a breakup with G-Eazy.
Yeah.
But girlfriend like did not. She looked amazing. And she was just dancing the night away, having the best time with her friends.
It's also her fourth time practicing that breakup situation.
That's
so, I mean,
true.
It's not like
That's
this one
true.
Snuck up on her.
Yeah, and but yeah, it was fun for me, like, seeing, because I saw a bunch of like musicians who I grew up going to like Warped Tour with and have interviewed for years, and like, it's just so funny at things like this because they're like stumbling around like hot messes, like, you know, they're just like letting loose and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's funny to kind of like just observe that.
Yeah, what was your highlight from you? Because you went to two different Halloween parties. What was your highlight?
Ooh, that's so hard. Well, I feel like, okay, so I went to Soho House Halloween party on Saturday, and that was, it was Moulin Rouge themed, and so I dressed as Christina Aguilera from the Lady Marmalade Moulin Rouge music video.
Dope.
Not really. I was like, I wonder if everyone will recognize me, because it's like, you know, I kind of just look like I'm Moulin Rouge kind of outfit, but like, I forgot that I'm also in West Hollywood, and Christina Aguilera is an LGBTQ
queen.
Icon, so I was treated like a queen. Like, I'm not even kidding. There were like lines to like photo booths and food, and I was like, people were like escorting me to the front, like taking pictures of me. I'm like, oh wow, I could get used to this. Okay.
Chelsea's just getting carried around on dude's shoulders and whatnot.
Yeah.
You're like, thank you very much.
It's a Christina lookalike.
Yeah. But no, it was such a good weekend. Sunday night, my two friends, they're actually on the show Shark Tank. They're a product that they've been working on for years. They got on Shark Tank, so it was cool. They had like a watch party yesterday, so that was really cool. So it was overall a hectic party weekend, but it was a lot
of fun. Did
they
win or lose on Shark Tank?
They got an offer, but they denied it.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
You get on that show, you're winning no matter what.
But you know what was crazy is yesterday during the watch party, like, I was asking, because he had like his web guy over that was like doing like tags and stuff, and his web guy was like literally watching the orders come in was insane.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, oh, we're already up to like $50,000. We're already up to this. We're already to that. And I'm like, it was just so insane because obviously East Coast had already seen the show. And so it was pretty cool.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. So before the World Series began, one of my best friends, TJ, and I had a chat. He has a morning show out in Boston along with Lauren and producer Matt, the TJ show. We're like, hey, man, we're going to make a deal. We're going to follow the World Series. We're going to connect live in both cities and check in after every game. I wish I never would have made that call.
I feel like our lack of knowledge on just how good the Red Sox were this season. Like, I started seeing it more and more because, you know, you're watching the World Series and they're like, oh, the Red Sox had a historic year, 108 wins.
Crazy amount of wins, bro.
Highest run average. And then I'm sitting there going, man, I'm just glad we didn't make a haircut bet again. I can't shave anything else into the back of my head.
Yeah,
I look
for
like
sure.
an idiot.
Let's go. I believe we're live right now in Boston, also here in LA. TJ, Lauren, baby Yasiel Puig, and producer Matt. Good morning.
Hi. Edgar, good morning. It's a great pleasure to speak with you this morning. Yeah, I'm sorry for what you're going through. Yes. I'm also sorry that the Red Sox put the loss in Los Angeles. It's got to be devastating to wake up. And you know, it's interesting. It's really gloomy here this morning with the weather. How is your weather this morning?
Actually, TJ, you know what's funny is that it's actually really foggy this morning.
Oh, really?
It's like Mother Nature knows how LA is feeling right now. And it's freezing, bro. It's like 60 degrees right now. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh.
60. I don't know how we're gonna hang through it.
Survive. Yeah, be careful. I'll send you all my North Face jackets.
I have a long sleeve shirt on and a sweatshirt, just so you know.
Oh, God.
That's where we're at.
As per our conversation the other day on your show, Edgar, we were hearing about how you were going to the game over the weekend with your dad.
Oh, yeah.
It turned out to be the 18-inning game, mm-hmm. and I shared the story again that you guys grew up listening to the Dodgers games. You learned how to speak English from listening to those calls, which is amazing. And so I did admit to all of Boston that I was indeed rooting for the Dodgers on that one night.
Yeah.
They won. So that must have been really exciting for you to be there.
Nah, definitely. Bucket list moment. My dad's turning 76 in a couple of weeks. We just talked about that, though, man. It was just amazing to celebrate with him. My mom was blowing up my phone. My wife was blowing up my phone. Like, bring your dad home. It's like 1 in the morning.
He's like,
what
no!
are you guys doing?
My dad's no like, way.
My dad's like, no way are we leaving this game, man. 7 hours and 20 minutes in. It was absolutely amazing. You know, it was like we got two games for the price of one, for sure, man. So
absolutely.
I do want to say this, man, because obviously it's not easy for us being on air with you guys about this in LA hearing this. But you know what? Congratulations. Boston, you outmanaged us, you outplayed us, mm-hmm. and you deserve the World Series. So congratulations
on that. Thank you.
That's so kind. And, you know, all my guys here, they all wanted to say na-na-na-na-na-na to the microphone. And I was like, no, you can't do that to Los Angeles. They're too nice over there. Edgar's too sweet of a guy. But our producer, Matt, was near Fenway last night.
Uh-huh.
And he did get some messages from some of the Sox fans. Do you want to hear it? I'm going to let you make the choice.
The answer is no, but I have a feeling you're going to play it anyway.
If you want, you tell me, Edgar.
You know what? How about do this? You probably have like 3 to 4 audios. Just play one. Your best one. Your best one that you think is going to zing the most, and then we'll roll out.
No, let's just see what this is here.
Can you please apologize to the people of LA since they just lost the World Series?
No, it's okay. LA.
LA, we're not sorry. You tried really hard.
But the Red Sox just won the World Series!
Thank you for playing. Thank you for playing.
Now, what a difference in your demeanor, Edgar, versus this nice young woman who really had no compassion whatsoever. But I love you guys, and what a fun series it was for us. And it's great that you had a great night and a great moment with your dad the other night. What a wonderful game to be at.
Well, I'm just glad for Edgar and his dad that they didn't go Saturday, because that was when we started.
Right?
The game on Saturday, I think it prepared us for heartbreak that was going to either happen on Sunday or Monday, because it just felt like you guys crushed our spirits. We had the lead going into toward like the 7th-8th inning, and then all of a sudden Boston's like, nah, never mind.
Kidding. We felt the momentum had changed there after the 7:20 game. You know, 7 hours and 20 minutes. We're like, this is it. We're making a comeback, but. Appreciate you guys being a good sport. I also got audio from Dodger fans because we're feeling so high Saturday morning at 1 a.m. when Game 3 ended. I don't know if it's going to have the same effect, but I'm going to play it anyway. Here it is.
Okay.
Yeah, here it is. I'm here with Rudy from L.A. Rudy, what do you want to say to Boston right now?
Boston, you don't want no baby. We're going back to Fenway and taking it. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same effect.
Didn't really age well.
He was wrong.
I think that the call on that is swing and a miss.
Yeah.
But you know what? Deep down inside, we know you guys love L.A., and we know that really the song that everybody wants to hear right now is Boston is this. Like another
a perfect day.
Another perfect day, baby.
I love LA.
We love it. Because we all know you really want to live here.
It's all good.
Sorry, guys. That's the only thing we have on you guys this morning. I apologize.
That's it.
Edgar, it's
not like you have it. It's okay. We understand.
It's kind of like a Nerf gun, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
doesn't
okay.
Doesn't do much.
It just bounces right
just
off.
Just let you have it.
But we love you guys.
Love you too, man.
We'll be in touch.
It's been fun. Hopefully, we can do this with the Rams and the Patriots.
Yeah, you know,
we'll win. It'll be cool.
We should connect with your show more often, Edgar. I love having you on my show.
Yeah, let's give it a maybe next year.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That's right.
Love you guys. Have a great day. Enjoy the win.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
So Camila Cabello has finally addressed those pregnancy rumors.
A cumin?
Yeah. So they've been going on for a couple months, which is ridiculous because she's like the tiniest thing ever. But things escalated over the weekend when she posted a photo of herself and she kind of like casually has her hand on her stomach.
Oh my gosh.
So trolls, fans, I guess you could say, but not really.
Well, I think the ones that are excited about her being pregnant are probably like super fans.
Well, I think that people aren't like it's very negative because a lot of her fans don't like who she's dating, Matthew Hussey. So people are very upset about it. So it's kind of there's negativity around it and they're literally trolling her comments, just being like, when are you gonna make the big announcement? And but Camila did, like I said, finally addressed it, and she kind of did it in the best way. She said, guys, don't be crazy. I've been touring America eating delicious foods. Leave me and my belly alone.
I love her for that,
which I thought was great.
She's so good.
So yeah, I can't imagine. I mean,
who's
getting those
that?
Comments, yeah. Can you imagine her? I mean, she's in the spotlight, she's young, and yeah. Seeing those comments, it's got to be so hard.
I mean, it could be worse. I mean, it's just annoying for her. It's like, yo, if I post one photo looking bloated, like, yo, I've got a gas baby. Lay off me.
Exactly, bro. That's what I tell my daughter because she just learned how to speak and she says baby, baby and points at my stomach. When really we taught her to say baby because my wife is pregnant and then now she applies it to my stomach.
Oh, that hurts. There's no way that doesn't just sting so bad.
She kisses her mommy's belly and then tries to kiss mine. I'm like,
no, just tacos.
Exactly, Chelsea, exactly.
So Kanye West has designed shirts and hats encouraging African-American voters to leave the Democratic Party, and he's calling it Blexit.
I miss the old Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
So Blexit is short for Black Exit, which is obviously a play on the words that resemble Brexit, Britain's exit from the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
But the line is made up of hats, shirts, and it debuted over the weekend at a young Black leadership summit that was attended by young African-American conservatives. And Kanye wasn't at the event, but I guess the director of this summit, her name's Candace Owens, she spoke on behalf of Kanye and basically said, you know, she's praising him and she's saying he designed the shirts and the hats and she said he has taken one of the boldest steps in America to open a conversation we have needed to have. And she explained it. Blexit is a national movement of minorities that have awakened to the truth.
There it is.
So there it is.
You want them to exit the Democratic Party. And I'm assuming they want them to join the Green Party.
What, independent? Well, they're joining their own Green Party.
Wrong.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, that's not even what Kanye stands for. So I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He was never like, don't be a Democrat, be a Republican. He was always like, you can't tell me what party to vote for. You can't tell me who to like, can't tell me who not to like. So now it's like Candace Owens, who has a right agenda. She's on the conservative side of things. She's using Kanye now and like hijacking what he is all about. He's been all about just don't let people push you around, vote for who you want to vote for. But that doesn't mean leave the Democratic Party or join the Republican or vice versa. So I feel like Kanye just doesn't know which way he's going, and he's being used by this, you know, movement to falsely get people to leave the Democratic Party.
Brian, so what I hear you saying is Kanye is being confusing again?
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
Wait, no. Man, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. You are commercial free all day today on 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Hopefully you had a great time this weekend. Tons of Halloween parties. Saw it all over my social media feed. Hopefully you had a great time. And let's be honest, one of the best things about Halloween parties is seeing who ends up with who at the end of the night. Especially with the costumes that they're rocking. Mm-hmm. Like, you would never think, like, oh my gosh, I would have never thought Minion liked Dracula.
Yeah.
You're like, it's just such an odd pairing, you know? Dracula walking off with Minion, you know, off into love or whatnot. So we want to hear from you. What were some of the oddest Halloween costume hookup pairings that you saw this weekend at Halloween parties. Like, who ended up with who hit it off with who? Shoot us a call or text 877-971-HITS. 877-971-HITS. Chelsea, did you see any wild ones?
Yeah, there's two that stand out. There was one guy who was dressed as a human centipede.
All right.
So he had blow up dolls like hanging from him, you know?
What?
And he was hooking up with, making out with Sexy Hamburglar from McDonald's. So that was one. The other one, which weirded me out, was someone dressed up as Selfie Kid from the Super Bowl.
Right.
So it was like a pretty simple costume, but he had like braces and then like, you know, the things hanging around his neck, like the credentials. And he was hooking up with Poop Emoji. And it's just like, you can tell it was like a girl who like literally just, it was like a last minute costume, probably like the last one left on the shelf. It was like some thing you just like put over that's kind
the
of
big,
made out of
big
yeah.
foam thingy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think anybody hooking up with a poop emoji is hilarious, regardless of the other costume. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I saw a bunch, man. I was at a brewery, a haunted brewery, so everyone was just getting trashed. So there's plenty of people lacking inhibitions. One of the topical, I saw a Red Sox and Dodgers couple. They were together,
that's
like
funny.
Enjoying the game. And you could tell because the guy was the Dodgers fan and the girl was a Red Sox fan. And you could tell, like, as the game shifted on Saturday night,
yeah.
they looked less happy. Like, I think he was, because, you know, Dodgers were up and then we blew it, like, yep. epically at the end of the game. He didn't look like he was having fun. Another one I saw was Buddy the Elf from the movie Elf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was making out with a vampire. a vampirus.
Just
such, and it was such a perfect spot on Will Ferrell. Like, the guy was like 6'7", so he was huge.
Yeah.
But the best one of the night, man, the best one of the night, and I don't know if these two, I want to believe they didn't come to the brewery together. I want to believe that it just magically worked out. It was Lady Trump making out with Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Somebody
went dressed as Jesus?
Yeah, somebody went as Jesus and hooked up with Lady Trump. And Lady Trump's costume was amazing. She had a thing, said Lady Trump, and she looked exactly like Donald Trump, but a lady version.
Oh, my God.
Pretty great.
Creepy. Very creepy. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. What was the oddest Halloween costume hookup pairing did you see at a Halloween party this weekend? Erica from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
Erica, what was the oddest Halloween costume pairing that you saw hooking up this weekend?
Oh my God, it was so crazy. So, you know, Marshmello, how he always wears that, like, hat?
Oh, the DJ.
The DJ, yeah, the helmet.
Yeah, he wears the helmet. Well, I saw someone that was dressed up like him hooking up with the Stay Puft Marshmallow from the Ghostbusters.
No. Wait, but how are they even, like, hooking up or making out? Because I feel like they both have, like, things over their face.
Yeah, they really couldn't because they both had, you know, the hats over their head. It was so funny. Like, they were acting it out.
Dude, it sounds like they were ready to make a s'more, if you know what I'm saying.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I wish one of them was with a candy bar.
Yes.
Like, just a Hershey bar and a marshmallow.
And a graham cracker, right?
And a flame emoji. I mean, you need fire, too.
That's a hell of a, like, orgy they got going on.
Oh, wow.
And marshmallow.
You went there.
You had to go there. You know people were thinking it, though.
Yeah.
There's five costumes. I don't know what else we're going to call it.
Erica, thank you so much for calling in. What did you dress up as?
Mary Catherine Gallagher from Superstar.
Oh, okay.
Get it, girl.
Smell your armpits.
Did anybody get to smell your armpits besides yourself?
Just the priest.
Oh,
just the priest.
Your meal.
I don't know what's weirder, the s'mores orgy or your situation.
Thank you, Erica. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Later. Let's go to the phone line with Brandon from North Hollywood. Good morning.
Yo.
Yo. Yo, bro, what was the oddest Halloween costume hookup you saw?
I cannot get this out of my head, bro.
What happened, bro?
My buddy goes as Miguel from Coco. Who do we find? Grandma Coco. And they left together.
No.
Is that bad?
That's bad, bro. That's Miguel. Grandma. Coco is his great grandma.
I mean, it was a sexy grandma for sure, but
God, bro, that's so raw, bro. I can't erase that from my mind ever.
But at least it was a sexy grandma.
Remember me.
Okay. That's enough.
I would say thank you, but that was disturbing, Brad. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Later, bro. What are our texts saying, bro?
We go on from the 714. Tina Turner and a serial killer covered in blood.
Oh, jeez.
I always laugh when people go way too over the top with like a fake blood and stuff. You know, what is wrong with you?
Like, we get it, bro.
You're really into death. Okay. Then for the 562, this one's going to take a little bit of mystery or problem solving for you listeners out there, because I don't want to say what their collaboration is because they're kids listening. But here it is.
Okay.
One, my fiance dressed up as a dill pickle, and I dressed up as a dough. a female deer. Together we were, you could probably do it on your own.
Yeah.
Dill pickle and dough. When you put those two together, what do you get?
Don't say it, Chelsea. Don't say it, Chelsea.
Okay. Yikes.
We'll leave it at that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
7:32 right now. Crazy amount of fog for you if you're driving here in the LA area. Be extra careful this morning. It's real hard to see out there. I'm going to nip it right about now. I see 4 tickets of WWE SmackDown tickets in front of me, and I want to give them to you. All you got to do is be caller 9, and in your best over-the-top wrestler voice, convince us. Why do you deserve these tickets? Give us a call, 877-971-HITS.
Oh, yeah! Go to WWE SmackDown!
SmackDown, brother!
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Can you smell what the Briggs is cooking?
Yeah, Chelsea Briggs! Something along those lines.
Call in! Don't be afraid!
You might not have a voice for the rest of the week, but you know what? It's worth it. For SmackDown WWE tickets, 877-971-HITS is the number to call, right? Right about now, going to hook somebody up with 4 tickets to WWE's SmackDown. All they got to do is be caller 9 and do their best wrestler voice convincing us why they deserve these tickets, all right? If they don't convince us, we go on to the next caller.
I mean, you got
to
be a fan of wrestling. Yeah. If you can't do a commit to a wrestling impression, then it would be irresponsible to give you the tickets.
Absolutely, bro. Isaac from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Isaac, you got to convince us. Here's your music.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
WWE SmackDown. Why do you deserve it, Isaac? Go.
WWE is waiting for me.
Keep going.
Yeah, give it to him.
Just getting started. Come on.
Give it to me. Give me the ticket.
What do you want?
The WWE tickets are waiting for me.
This kid is awesome.
Isaac, you are the winner.
Winner, buddy.
Isaac, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Congratulations, Isaac. Thank you for listening to us, bro. You're going to have a great day at school telling all your friends, I won the tickets.
I will.
He's all chill about it now.
Hey, yeah,
sure, no problem.
Give your school a shout out in your wrestler voice.
The Rock has come back to L.A. I don't know.
That's pretty good, man.
Apparently he goes to...
My school is St. Thomas More.
I love it. Hey, Tight Isaac, congratulations, man. Hang on. I love how his mom was like, no. Go back to your wrestler voice.
He's like, oh, yeah. Saint Thomas Moore.
I ain't buying you these tickets, so make sure you do it right. Congratulations, man. Totally made our day right now. Little Isaac right there.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We fell for it here in studio. I'm pretty sure you fell for it. The entire world fell for this fake prank of a story in regards to Justin Bieber. So you remember on Friday, the internet was going crazy. The number one story on Twitter. Oh my gosh, Justin Bieber doesn't know how to eat a burrito. He's eating it sideways. He's biting into the middle first, like if it were corn on the cob. It's the end of the world. Everybody was debating it. We even debated it here in studio. Guys, it was all a prank by a group of YouTubers by the name of Yes Theory, but it made news around the world. I'm talking about E! News, Vanity, CBS TV, NBC. Check this out.
What is driving the internet crazy?
Starting with Justin Bieber.
This is how he eats a burrito.
JB chowing down on a burrito like it's a corn cob.
He's eating a burrito like he's eating corn on the cob.
And it's almost like he's eating it like a cob of corn.
You don't eat raw chicken and you don't eat a burrito like that.
Compromising its structure by attacking
it. And if you're not offended, you're not American.
If you're not offended, you're not American. Legit, funny. That's what she said.
I will say it was a slow news day on Friday. So
Chelsea, you're the one that brought
the story. I do feel like my journalistic integrity is a little bit like wavering right now.
It is one of those things, though, that like it's so stupid, but also so
genius, right?
Genius in the sense that like then people are like trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
Why is it?
I talked about even dressing up like him for Halloween on Friday. Yeah. Remember? I was like, how funny would it be though, guys, if I was Justin Bieber eating a burrito sideways? That's funny.
You're going to crush it right now. So this group yesterday, they actually documented the whole thing. They basically got a Justin Bieber lookalike from Canada. So it's an OG copy-paste. And the guy legit looks just like
so
Justin
much.
Bieber.
It's crazy.
He says he goes to clubs. People go crazy. Mm-hmm. So they got him down and they told him the whole game plan. And anyways, this is them talking about it. Check it out.
Gotcha.
Yep, that photo of Justin Bieber eating a burrito sideways was completely staged, and we are the ones that did it. We've never pulled off anything like this before, but engineering a viral story that has nothing to do with Yes Theory has been a challenge we've always wanted to do. And when we stumbled upon Brad Souza's Instagram, the uncanny Justin Bieber lookalike, the dots connected.
Done. Chelsea's even following the Justin Bieber lookalike already.
Yep, I did start following him. He's cute. I'm so curious, but you know that he eats it up. Like he gets all the girls, you know, just because of looking like Justin Bieber. And he really does. It's crazy.
Imagine going through life looking like a celebrity that's hot, and just that's the only reason why you get girls.
Well, it could be worse. Could you look like a celebrity that's a train wreck and never get girls? So it could be Buscemi.
Yesterday. This is audio of them brainstorming on what wild, crazy thing they can make up with this Justin Bieber lookalike. They're sitting around a table in a backyard just throwing out ideas.
All right, we've been brainstorming ideas.
What should Jay Biebs do?
I feel like the internet does have a sweet spot for grandma.
I don't know. What debates are there? Like, people debate, like, eat the banana this way or that way. Like,
what if he's caught doing, like, really weird stuff, like eating a burrito sideways?
That's pretty funny.
Like, biting
with it. Yeah, I like that.
Sitting alone in the park. Just bites. Like sideways on the burrito.
That is actually kind of hilarious.
I think the thing that's weird though is that Justin Bieber and his team never came out
right. And
said anything because you know they heard it. They know they heard about this story.
Well,
which is just
probably,
crazy to me.
They were probably happy. They're like, good. Dude. They're not talking about my alleged marriage and me losing it.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm
He's been in the news for so many awful things. They're like, yeah, faker in the parking a burrito sideways. It's funny.
Go with that all day, every day. I mean, this was so legit. We totally fell for it. We're having a debate, like a heated debate in studio when Chelsea brought this story to us. Listen to this. That is the best part of the burrito, like right in the middle. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here.
No.
That's the best. Bro, are you telling me a Mexican that I don't know what it is?
No.
You should be most offended. Yeah. I'm surprised that you're sticking up for him.
The best part of the burrito is like when all the juices have pooled at the bottom and you got like, and the last few bites at the burrito nub are just all saucy and grease and just, and it spills on your leg. That's the best part, Justin. You are blowing it.
It depends who makes your burrito, bro, because usually all the good stuff is right in the middle. Wrong.
And they're saying that maybe he knew he was being photographed, so he didn't want someone to like Photoshop something like sexual there to maybe
phallic object.
Yeah, exactly. Like a phallic thing.
Man, stop ruining people's burrito experience with Photoshop, you creeps. Let them eat a burrito in peace.
I love that Chelsea even added to this fake story.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
we all fell for it.
That was every radio show in the country was talking about how the reason he can't is because someone's gonna Photoshop like a sex toy in his hand or whatever. And then he's gonna have this run around the internet. So we like came up with a reason for why this kid needed to eat the burrito sideways, and it clearly was paparazzi in Hollywood. None of that's real.
Yeah. None of it.
None of it.
I just like that Brian said burrito nub. That was
dude, it's a new thing. I still stand by that. When people don't finish the burrito nub, I look at it like, are you really not gonna finish that the juicy nub at the end of that thing? You're not gonna I'll finish it
sideways, upside down,
whatever
way.
Man.
So this brings up this topic real quick. We wanna ask you this. So this is something that was made up about Justin Bieber. It took off, made it number one, right? We want to hear from you. What crazy rumor, if you dare confess, what crazy rumor did you start at one point in time in your life? Did you make up about somebody else? Or maybe what's the craziest rumor that was told about you that you found out? You're like, wait, what? People are saying what? Hit us up, 877-971-HITS, 877-971-HITS. You can call or text. Lisa from Diamond Bar, good morning.
Good morning.
What rumor did you start about somebody, or what's the craziest rumor you heard about yourself?
In high school, there was a rumor that I was sleeping with my English high school teacher, Mr. Granger.
Mr. Granger. Was Mr. Granger like the hot teacher? Is that why there was a rumor about it?
He was cute. I was just really trying to get my grades up, you know, for college. So I'd be spending a lot of time with him after school, help, you know, writing papers. He was a really cool, smart guy. Yeah. So, yeah, there was like this relationship there, but it wasn't sexual. It was just someone that I found interesting.
Anytime in high school, you're putting in like extra time where, you know, you're after school in the class or people see you and a teacher walking and talking. They're always like, what's going on over there? Something's up.
Granger danger.
Yeah.
Mr. Granger.
That's what I would hear all the time in the hallway. I hear it in the hallway, but I didn't know that it was towards me.
Oh.
And then my friend was like, hey, this is what people are saying, like, you know, fess up. And I'm like, fess up nothing. Like, I didn't do it.
That's one way to take it. Or, like, the principle of double jeopardy. If you're already in trouble, like, with everyone thinks you're hooking up with a teacher, why not go for it?
He was married.
She's like, not that it wouldn't have because it was wrong. He was married.
Yeah. Lisa, thank you for calling in. You cleared up the rumor. You're good to go now.
There you go.
Brian, what are our techs saying, bro?
It's a funny one from 310. So back in high school, a group of girls started a rumor saying that I was pregnant. Next thing you know, it was one of those girls from the group that got pregnant.
Oh, that's karma. Karma.
That's when that happens.
Then from the 424, the craziest rumor I've ever heard about my family was that we were all drug dealers.
Oh, that's a classic.
Right. And
Were they Latino?
They had a house in Mexico. They also had a place up here. And the truth was that her dad just was really good at business, invested in a lot of things that he was, you know, like business and whatnot. But because they were like some of the only families that could afford cars and another house, they were suspected of being drug dealers.
That's so sad, but it gives you mad street cred. Nobody's messing with you in high school. You know what I'm saying? Nope. Nobody's messing with you. It's wild, man. Just at the end of the day, listen, I don't think I've ever created a rumor about anybody, but I definitely am guilty at one point, especially like high school and college, of like spreading them.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hear something and you're just like, yo, did you hear? I don't know if it's true, but did you hear? And that's so wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely if you hear a rumor and you don't know if it's legit or not, don't pass it along.
Unless it's a good one. Like there's a rumor we had about a dude that played soccer for my high school team. He moved from Kenya, and someone started this rumor that he's like his family was royalty in Kenya, and Joseph knew it was fake, but just kept it going.
Hell yeah.
He's like, yeah, man, my uncle's a king. Don't worry about it.
Baller status. You're like, oh, you're the one that sent me those emails.
Yeah, you found one of my dead uncles in the mountains, and I'm a billionaire now.
Remember those emails?
I had one when I was in middle school. I had surgery on my leg, so I have these scars.
Right.
And so I was getting sick of like telling people the whole story of why I had surgery. So me and my friends started telling people that I was bit by a shark.
Oh, cool.
So it was like this whole thing. Like,
and
I was
you
bit
lived
by a shark.
In Detroit.
Yeah, you know?
The Great Lake Shark, man. Lake Superior.
That's right. So we started telling people that it's totally like a joke. And I'll never forget, I had like a pool party happen, you know, like in the summer. And we go there. And I noticed like everyone's kind of like whispering. And I'm like, so I'm like feeling insecure. I'm like, what's going on? Why are people whispering when I walk by? Well, then this guy comes up to me. He's like, so like, did it hurt really bad when you got bit by a shark? Like, what does that feel like? And then I was like, oh, this all makes sense, you know? So it was kind of
one of
those
things.
Did you punch it in the nose?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're supposed to do on Shark Week.
How'd you get away?
Poking him in the eyeballs?
Yeah, so I eventually, I told him. I was like, oh, it was just a joke. I didn't realize that it spread this far, you know? But it was one of those, it started as a simple joke and then became, you know, this massive rumor.
In middle school, there was this rumor about this girl. It was the summer from like elementary school going into middle school. So, you know, it was about like pool parties and this and that. And there's this rumor that this girl, her mom, had posed for the magazine Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big rumor, man. And nobody believed it. And like she threw a party at her house, and we all went mostly to try to like find out, maybe snoop around
find
her house.
Find the magazines.
Yeah, look for it. You're like, you're at some like weird bodega looking for old. Do you guys have any like older Playboys like from the 80s?
Guys, so legit, super cool. She's a friend of mine. But obviously we're not gonna ask her straight up, like, yo, is your mom a Playboy? Like a model? And I remember the bathroom that was being used in the hallway was being used at the time. So she's like, oh, if you want, you can use the one in my mom's room. I was like, sure.
Jackpot, cha-ching.
Guys, I walk into her mom's bedroom.
No. Oh, no.
And there it is.
On the wall?
On the wall.
Wait.
I love that she's proud of it.
Mom was on the cover.
Was she like full-fledged nude?
Not on the cover. You look, yeah, clothes on the cover.
But she just had it up, and I had to play it mad cool. Like, oh, just whatever.
You probably have a phone back then, too, where you could like snap a picture.
No, we didn't have a phone. If anything, we had a camera, one of those that you're like...
Crank phones.
Yeah, like the recyclable ones, you know? But it was wild, but that rumor ended up being true. Anyways.
Good for her, that lady.
Right? Shout out to Jessica Hernandez. She's on her way to Cal Poly Pomona right now, my alma mater. Met her at the drive-thru of Chick-fil-A in Chino Hills. I'm glad I didn't order a crazy amount of stuff, because she's like, hey, I recognize your voice. You're on Amp Radio, right? I was like, yeah, what's up?
That's cool.
So she listens to us every morning. Thank you. Also, Denise Bravo and Tomas Bravo met him at the Dodger game, the longest World Series game ever. And it was just like, I got a view of what I want to be with Ariela when I grow up, my daughter, because she went to almost all the Dodgers games growing up with her dad. And now they went together to the World Series game, and it was really cool. So shout out to Denise Bravo and Tomas. Thank you for saying what's up at the Dodger game. I know. Dodgers didn't win the World Series, but we did win the longest World Series game ever.
Mm-hmm. And that's all that counts.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sure. Let's start that rumor. That's what really counts. 97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 8:24 right now. Get ready to laugh as our street teamer Joe Wow went out to West Hollywood this Halloween weekend. All kinds of parties. Hopefully you had a great time. Seeing all kinds of drunk minions stumbling around and whatnot. That's going to be the funniest thing too, right? Seeing different costumes just stumbling around.
Oh, yeah.
It's even funnier at like 2, 3 in the morning. I mean, it's like everyone's on a zombie walk. It doesn't matter what you dressed up as. You look like a zombie at 3.
No matter what. So he goes out and interviews real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. And he came across this girl. She's pretty lit. Berenice. Check her out.
Berenice, my...
What's your name?
Berenice.
Belice.
I know it's unique.
I know it's unique.
How drunk are you right now? Be honest with us.
I just got kicked out at the bathroom line. He kicked me out of the bathroom line, just got to pee. And the guy was like, no, you're too drunk. And he's like, I had to pee. And he's like, no, you're too drunk. It's like, I have to pee. And he's like, no. And he like threw me out the alley.
How did you get back in?
My friend.
Oh, your friend.
Because I'm not that drunk.
Oh, obviously not.
None.
Sober.
None of whatever she said made any sense. Like, I can't, from that little statement, I know she has to pee. I know she's drunk, but I don't know where she, at one point she's in an alley. Then she's getting kicked out of a line because she has to go to the bathroom. Like, not one second of that made sense.
She's awesome.
I just had to pee.
What did you tell him?
She has to pee.
That. I have to pee.
Hey, but you're here again. You're back
I
in
know.
This bar.
Because, you know what? I ordered some damn nachos. All I wanted was some damn nachos, and the guy was like, no, you're too drunk to pee.
What?
I'm hungry.
Were the nachos in the bathroom?
Where in the hell is she?
I know, I'm
I
so
want
confused.
To pee. I was in line to go pee, and then I wanted some nachos.
That's thrown out, now I'm back in. I wanted nachos, but I still got to pee. I got kicked out because I had to pee. What are you doing?
This is so good.
What's your most ridiculous fear in life?
Fear in life?
Yeah.
I would say Stella because that's what I always drink when I'm drunk.
No, no. Most ridiculous fear.
In life. Yeah.
I think Joel was tipsy too, bro. He just went with it.
He just rolls with it. Like,
yeah.
He didn't realize. He's like, you're afraid of beer?
Yeah.
So Stella's your biggest fear?
Yeah.
Why Stella?
It's my go-to drink.
So that's your biggest fear?
Oh my God.
I'm such a...
Was that a nacho? Was
she
that
ate a chip right
did she get
into
her
the
nachos?
Microphone.
I think she got her nachos. Listen to this.
Here.
That's awesome.
She is winning right now. Straight up queen.
I'm such a lightweight. I just had two and I'm drunk already.
Stella. If you were a Halloween candy, which one would it be?
Candy corn, duh.
A candy corn? Why a candy corn?
Duh.
Because nobody wants it, but they still eat it.
I think that's a good thing you want to say about yourself.
That's super accurate, though.
Yeah.
You forgot about candy corn, but I'm still there. Last year I was Little Red Riding Hood, and it was awesome.
What? Should people be in a relationship for Halloween, or should they be single for Halloween?
They should be single. You should be single.
They should be single?
Singer.
Singer.
They should be single.
Singer.
You should be single.
Why should I be single?
Imagine I was a girl, bitch. I would be like, hello.
Why?
Wait, let me find my shoe.
So much happening. I'm
this is the drunkest human being we've ever talked to in our entire show. She can't, of course she can't find her shoe.
She wasn't eating her shoe. She was actually eating nachos. This is my favorite part.
Wait, let me find my shoe.
Let me find my shoe. There it is. Wow. Berenice, her biggest fear actually should be Stella.
Yeah.
Because this happens right here. Please drink responsibly. Remain up on Tipsy Talk talking to Joe Wow. And losing your shoe, potentially, when you gotta go pee.
At least you got those nachos.
Get it, girl.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Honestly, thank goodness for commercial free Mondays. At least that's making me feel real good right now. Hopefully, it's doing the same for you. Because, you know, Dodgers lost the World Series again. My barber sent me a text saying that he broke his hand. He can't cut my hair.
I was gonna say, your hair's looking a little unruly today.
I mean, Hold on. Let's not,
Chelsea.
Compare the two. All right. We can all relate to the Dodgers World Series hangover today. You look out on the street on Wilshire Boulevard and it looks sad.
Yeah.
I'm
and
not
it's
gonna
foggy
lose.
Outside, bro.
I'm not gonna lose one bit of sleep over your barber. Just grab some clippers and let's shave it up.
See, but I can't, bro. I need to find a legit barber now. I feel really bad that he broke his hand too. Obviously, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he sound like it. Heartbreaking.
You know how hard it is to find a legit barber, man? Chelsea, you can relate with me, not barber-wise, but just somebody that does your hair right?
Yeah, I feel like I can't speak on hair right now, because right now I'm rocking my Halloween crimped hairstyle that Brian said looks like a walk of shame situation.
3 days in a row, walk of shame. It's not even like one, it's like back to back to back.
Which, it's been about 3 days. So.
3 days, no shower, yeah. Just cruising.
Sorry about that.
It looks good, though. You look like Christina Aguilera style.
Hey, thanks. I
from Moulin Rouge, right?
Yeah. After a rough night in Mexico.
Oh, God. Thanks, Brian.
Tijuana, to
well,
be
I'm
exact.
Keeping this till Wednesday I'm, in case I go out.
Listen, I just want to give you the heads up that when you leave the building, we know what's up, but they don't know what's up.
As you're walking down the street, people are like, wow, she had a great night.
You're going to be on everyone's Instagram stories like, look at her. You're still walking it off, huh?
So, Chelsea, when people honk, just give them a thumbs up. All be right. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So if you're a massive Ed Sheeran fan, I have some good news for you. You could own a pair of his underwear.
Oh, wow.
Darling, you look perfect tonight.
It's weird.
Yep. Well, he's auctioning them off for charity. Auctioning off actually a handful of underwear. And if that's too intimate for you, he's also donated about 300 other items, including the really random, a life-size Lego statue of his head, his harmonica, his bottle cap collection, an old trash can. So there you have it.
An old trash can?
Yeah.
I feel weird about ever selling off like underwear, anything with my DNA on it. I've just seen too many like crime dramas.
That's
where
true.
Like all of a sudden now Ed Sheeran's in Making a Murderer season 3 because they found his DNA covered underwear on Stephen Avery's Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh.
Farm. Exhibit A. This underwear right here.
Definitely is.
The underwear is the starting bid is $100 right now. So there you go. There you have it.
Keep us updated on that, Chelsea. I would honestly, I'm interested to see how much it would go for.
Same. Yeah. I will for sure. Okay, right, cool. So Jason Derulo.
especially if you buy him.
I know. I was waiting for you guys to say something about me being a serious Cheerio fangirl.
Well, you're keeping it under control.
I know
right
I am.
Now.
Right now.
My finger's on the button. Don't worry. I'm not going to let this go too long. If you do buy it, though, we got to frame it and put it in the station just to weird him out.
That would make our next interview with him really awkward and weird.
If you wear them as a mask.
Or if I just buy them in general. But yeah, wear them as a mask. All of the above. Moving on to my next story. So. Yes. Jason Derulo was forced to cancel his show in Prague over the weekend. He had to cancel it due to safety concerns, and he found out about it literally hours before he was about to go on stage. Here's some audio of him actually getting the news.
So basically, it's a safety issue.
It's a safety issue, yeah.
So we have to, I mean, they've been outside since like 7 this morning. Like, they've been out there all day long, bro.
I know.
I'm going to go outside.
I'm going to go outside.
So what was cool about it, though, is he didn't want to leave his fans who had been waiting for hours empty-handed. So he ended up going out in the balcony of the arena and performed for them.
Wow.
And it's really cool. There's a video that he posted on his Instagram where it's like a sea of people. They all have their phones up and lights kind of like swaying back and forth. And here's them kind of singing along with him.
Just got goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool, man.
It is super cool, but what were the safety concerns? Did they say anything? Because it seems like, on one hand, I'm like, yeah, man, that's super cool. You're dedicated to your fans and one heck of an artist. But on the other hand, it's like, if there's safety concerns, let's get everyone out of here. Like, if you're going to cancel the concert, like, let's not do it out in front of the building. If there's safety, let's address those.
Well, I think you're referring to safety in regards to, like, maybe somebody trying to do harm to the people. No. But it could be safety just in the sense of, like, there was too many people trying to get into the place.
Yeah. In the beginning of the video, his like stage director or whatever is talking to him about it. And he's like pointing to the stage. It seems like it was a lighting situation. Okay. And they did reschedule the show.
Production safety wise.
Production.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But I think
that's an important clarification, because if it's like a terrorist kind of thing, like, yo, let's get everybody as far away from this venue as possible.
Yeah. No, I think it's cool that I feel like a lot of artists would have just like peaced out and been like, oh, whatever, you know, but I like that he actually like took it into his own hands and put on a show for them anyways.
He's super down to earth, man. I mean, we had him come through here a couple of times. Such a cool, down to earth kind of guy, man. I could totally see why he would do this. This is totally him.
Yep. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app.
All right, family, coming up next at 9 a.m. sharp, your chance to win sold out Camp Flogna tickets, all right? Stay tuned. You are commercial free.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Let's go to the phone lines and make somebody real happy. Victoria from Fullerton, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh.
Victoria.
How's it going?
Oh, my gosh. How's it going?
You're caller 9. You won the Camp Flogna ticket.
Winner.
Congrats.
Shut up. Oh, my gosh.
I technically can't because this is like our job. We got to talk.
You're right. My bad. That is so exciting. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much for listening. How's your Halloween weekend?
So far, so good. I've been working a lot, but now I'm getting ready to just lay back and relax and, you know, celebrate the holiday. Mm-hmm. So
get it, girl. So now you know you got these two sold out tickets in your back pocket to party with Post Malone, SZA, ASAP Rocky, Miss Lauryn Hill, and many more.
This is incredible. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. Mm.
Coming up next, woo! More chance for you to win sold out Camp Flogna tickets. Stay tuned on 97.1 Amp Radio, home commercial free Mondays. Love you, Victoria.
Love you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
And we're about to have some fun with you and let you let off some steam as well. A little segment called What I Shoulda Did. All right. So basically, call in or text in. Tell us about a time in your life where you took the high road in a situation, which was probably the best thing, to be honest. But now, just kind of thinking back, and every once in a while, you think about that situation, you're like, man,
what I should have did
is been a lot more gangsta about the situation. So call in, confess, get it off your chest, and have a great week, you know? Tell us what you should have did in that situation that you took the high road. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS.
I feel like we just need to open the phone lines to Dodgers fans, and especially Dave Roberts, the manager for the Dodgers, to call in and tell us what he should have did on Saturday.
What he should have did. He just left his starting pitcher's pitch a lot longer. Especially if you only got one hit on him. Why are you taking him out, bro? What I should have did. Hit us up. 877-971-HITS. I was trying not to bring up the Dodgers.
This is too much.
At least for 3 months. Spring training next year. It still hurts.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Having some fun with you. Jacqueline from San Fernando. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How's it going?
Fantastic.
Good.
I love that southern accent. Hey, so tell us about a time you handled the situation maybe in a more peaceful manner. You took the higher road. But now just looking back at it, you're like, damn.
What I should have did.
It's been a little more gangsta about it.
Okay, so just the season. This was last Halloween. I was at this Halloween party, and I was just, you know, having a great time. It was me being out as a new single woman because I had just broken up with my boyfriend.
Okay.
I told myself I was just going to go out and have fun with my girls and just not think about it. So I'm at this Halloween party, and my girls and I are just talking, hanging out. You know, they have like little treats with the chocolate muffins over there, so I'm just eating the chocolate muffin. And then as I'm eating this chocolate muffin, all of a sudden I see my ex-boyfriend, and he's just over there making out with this other chick.
Hell, I can't.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, this was only within a day of us breaking up.
Wow.
And I was the one that broke up with him. Mm. So, you know, I just left that party. I was all sad. I was in my feels, broken heart and whatever. But as, you know, the next couple of days, I was thinking about it and what I should have did. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about what I should have did, honey.
Tell us, Jacqueline, tell us.
His best friend was at that party. Now, his best friend, I know, has had a crush on me for a minute.
Oh, shoot.
He was coming in and sliding into the DMs in the past couple months of the relationships and whatever. So I knew he had some feels for me. What I should have did was I should have gone over to him, grabbed him, taken him onto the dance floor, gotten him real close, and then went and stood by my ex-boyfriend and just accidentally bumped into him while I was making out with his best friend. That's what I should have did, honey.
Exactly. That's what you should have did.
When they go low, you go lower.
Exactly. Although it's not too late, you could still go after the ex-boyfriend's best friend.
No, Chelsea,
just
no.
Saying.
Nah, you know, that was a year ago, honey. I've moved on. I don't care anymore. He could do whatever he wants. I took the high road, honey.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. You know, new year, new Halloween, new men. So I'm gonna go get it.
New year, new Halloween, new man.
New man, new makeout on the dance floor.
And go low
exactly,
as you can.
Yep. Exactly.
Jacqueline, thank you so much for telling us what you
should have did.
That was gangster right there.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
And right about now, we got our dopest moment award going out to 11-year-old Isaac from LA. He called in this morning. We had a contest basically for somebody to win WWE SmackDown tickets. You had to call in your best wrestler voice and convince us why you needed this 4-pack of tickets. And he absolutely crushed it. Check it out. Isaac from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
You got to convince us. Here's your music.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
WWE SmackDown. Why do you deserve it, Isaac? Go.
WWE is waiting for me.
Keep going. Come
yeah,
on.
Give it to him.
Just getting started. Come Tell on.
Him. Give it to me. Give me the ticket.
What do you want?
The WWE tickets are waiting for me.
This kid is awesome.
Isaac, you are the winner.
Winner, buddy.
Isaac, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Give your school a shout out in your wrestler voice.
The Rock has come back to LA. I don't know.
That's pretty good, man.
Who is St. Thomas More? St. Thomas More.
Totally made our morning, man. Absolutely. I mean, this morning was gloomy. You know, Dodgers just lost the World Series again, back-to-back years. My barbers told me broke his hand, so I can't get a haircut. I get a haircut every week. So I was like, I need something good in my life. And Isaac came through and crushed it. Thank you, Isaac.
I love that his mom was in the background, like, coaching him. Yeah, like, no, say it in your wrestler voice. Come on.
Don't blow it. Yeah. These are your tickets, buddy. Don't blow it.
Poor Isaac now has zero voice for the rest of the week. You know? But he crushed it right there. We're going to have more giveaways coming your way to Camp Flogna. Stay tuned to 97.1 Amp Radio, Post Malone performing, Kid Cudi, Kanye West, Miss Lauryn Hill, and many more. So stay tuned. You're going to maintain yourself commercial free all day today. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy.
See, if you have any right now.
I know. Usually, Edgar's joy is low today.
I would be so excited, though, to be going into California Love right now. Tupac. Oh,
don't
classic.
Ruin it for everybody. Yeah. You're going to ruin it for everybody.
All right. I won't say.
No, say. Just say. Now you have to say. Now it's awkward if you don't say.
Ruin it!
Go.
I love California Love, man.
Yeah.
But the Boston Red Sox last night, after they won the World Series on our turf,
I know.
Went to the locker room and played it out loud and partied to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, true. If there was a song about Boston love, then we could play it. But there isn't one because everybody hates living there 7 months a year.
And also, how much did they enjoy their time here? Because the weather has been fantastic. Yeah. You know, it's so cold back in Boston right now.
Well, Chelsea, I think they won the World Series. They
yeah,
had a good
okay,
time.
Well, guess what? I'm sure that they visited the beach while they were here.
But
okay?
Now they have to go back to the tundra.
Yeah, get out of here.
We don't want you here anyways.
Damn. You know what? They're not going to steal the love I have for this song.
Nope.
It's amazing right here. Come on now. Let's go. Still supporting the Dodgers no matter what. Let's go.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.